Hey, y'all, before we get into it, I want to remind you, this weekend, October 15th and 16th, Farm Where You Live, down in South Carolina. You can get all the details down below. Also, 29th of this same month, concealed carry class for anybody that's interested. The whole family's going to be there. All right, y'all, good day, Chicken Tractor on Steroids Day. For those that are new to this, oh yeah, gotta look at the Intrepid Guard puppy. For those that are new to this, this is without a doubt the best chicken compost egg producing system on the planet, in my view. And I think I can make a pretty convincing argument for that. All right, so here we are. This is the day, Thursday, the day we move them. So just a brief synopsis. We're gonna take this electrified fencing, we're going to move it down because this compost pile is finished, and we'll turn it out. You know, it's just a never-ending cycle if we want it to be. Now, today marks about 13 weeks in this system. I can process these guys anytime. And I'll be honest with you, y'all, just like all the other meat systems I've done, is that even me, I become a little bit affectionate for these birds, especially when they have a sweet temperament. But more importantly, when I look at all the fertility they're leaving behind with these piles, and you can see the varying stages of breaking down in the compost. Now, I'm also confronted with a couple of decisions. Okay, when I put these guys in the freezer, do I want to keep it going? Because if you look over here, right up this way here, we got the layers that are out here doing their thing. We had them in that pile that we demonstrated the other day. These guys are basically going through that pile, getting what little biota is left in there. Their egg production seems to be improved, and they're doing good all the way around. So that's where we are. We can keep this thing going indefinitely, but then we're also confronted with a couple of other things. Like through the winter, through the colder months, there are some things that I have to get done. I'm writing a book, I'm doing all kinds of things, and I need that extra time to do it. So when you're at this stage, you got to be asking yourself, does it make more sense to go ahead and keep this thing running to get the compost, which is, in my opinion, gold, or do I need that time to do other things? Because frankly, we're moving from dawn till dusk every single day. I got to be honest with you. In light of the times, it seems to me that the fertility is more important than my time, than the extra time that I would typically have. So we're thinking long and hard. Even though we don't have the ideal number of birds right now, we are giving it a lot of thought about keeping this system going when we pull out the meat birds, and even might even take a couple of these people. Yeah, sorry, didn't mean to personify my food. But anyway, we might take some of these guys and gals, definitely not the guys, but some of the gals, and put them in with these guys, just to get the numbers we need to really make this thing sing. So, another thing to point out too, take a look over in those woods. I mean, man, doesn't it look pretty? I mean, we got a lot of stuff that needs chopped up and everything, things that really need some attention over there, but besides this beauty, what else do you see? Leaves, lots and lots of leaves. So that's also another awesome benefit where we can take those leaves and use it as our carbon source in the system, just like we did last year. Another thing to consider, because we're pretty good at this part of it, and that's taking other people's waste and using it in here. You know what the best part about this time of year, y'all, is that 99% of the people out there who don't engage in this kind of lifestyle are more than happy to pick those leaves up for you. They might even use their riding mower, have a bagger on it, mince it up really nice, and be able to put it right down in that compost cage, or use it as bedding inside the tractor, or use it as bedding for any of your other animals. I can literally drive right down in the neighborhoods in the town, and I guarantee you I could get so many bags to make your head spin. And they are doing 99% of the work for you, y'all. Greg Judy 101, use other people's fertility and bring it back to your place. All right, with that said, it's time to go ahead. We're going to get this thing moving, drive on, and we'll talk afterwards. All right, y'all, we're going to call an audible. Right on cue. Okay, this is the pile that just turned out. And then take, just real briefly, take a look down here. You can see the different stages of the composting process. How cool is that? So this will be the one that comes out next week. How beautiful a process is this, y'all? Plenty of meat, plenty of eggs, just, you know, all depending on what you want to do with it. And I think the more I think about it, for just for, to show how easily it can be done, I think we are going to go ahead and take our layers and stick them in this system. Now, speaking of the layers, this is the pile that just turned out. And right up there is the one that turned out the week before. So we're going to conduct another experiment. These guys are already here, so we're going to get them further acclimated to this whole process. So what we're going to do in the morning is basically pull their tractor over here and put both piles under here. So instead of us, typically when it turns out, we flip it that same day. Why do any of that when these birds will do it for me? They just happen to be here anyway. So that's exactly what we're going to do. And I'm thinking maybe by next week, I think we're going to start seriously thinking about processing these guys. Because I know when we get to week 16, the boys start tripping. And we don't want that. So that's where we are right now. Tomorrow morning, we'll go ahead. We'll probably film it. Let you know how that goes. We're going to take this other part, put it underneath there, and then drive on with everything else, y'all. So just consider this. Look, there's a real risk of me beating a dead horse, and probably to a certain extent I have, regarding the signs of the times and how we need to be taking these other processes and finding ways to make them work wherever you might be, because there's been a number of people out there that have adapted this system. And from here on out, now that the leaves are down on the ground, next time I go to town, which hopefully ain't that often, I'll pick up everybody else's leaves and we'll start using them in this system. I'm not going to take them out. I'm not going to take the fertility out of my woods. Why do it when there's other people that will happily do it for me? So that's exactly where I'm going to go. All right, y'all. So just keep in mind, remember this weekend, 15th and 16th, we're going to be in South Carolina, farm where you live. Then the following week, there's also going to be another festival. Ben and Denise over at Renewed Homestead are doing that. It's going to be a gathering out there in Burnsville, North Carolina, not far from where we live. Hope to see a lot of you there. Remember, you want to RSVP at renewedhomestead@gmail.com. And hopefully we see everybody there. Don't forget, end of the month, we're also going to have that concealed carry class for those that are interested. All right, you need anything else from us, bone sauce, comfrey, whatever the case may be, you know where to find it. Till next time, this is Billy from Permapastures Farm, where permaculture is my passion. Right here is the reasons why, y'all. We'll see you next time.